Major League Baseball's commissioner and its union leader testified about steroids before a Senate committee today. Spring training has been roiled by suspicions that some of baseball's biggest stars have used illegal performance-enhancing drugs. Members of the Senate Commerce Committee said the controversy casts a shadow on the game, and they urged baseball to adopt a tougher drug testing program. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
This is not the first time members of Congress have tried to tackle the issue of drugs in sports, but it has more urgency these days. A grand jury has handed down indictments against the trainer of baseball star Barry Bonds and the founder of a nutritional supplements company accused of conspiring to distribute steroids to elite athletes, including baseball players. Senator John McCain chairs the Commerce Committee. The Arizona Republican said today baseball's credibility is at stake.
We're here today because the sport is about to become a fraud in the minds of the American people. You have a serious public relations problem here.
Many leagues and the Olympics have tougher testing programs than baseball's, with random sampling and immediate suspensions if an athlete's caught. In baseball, a first-time offender faces only confidential drug treatment. It takes getting caught five times to be suspended for a year. McCain called that aiding and abetting cheaters because he said those rules are weak.
This cheating and the negative effect it has on the integrity of our games and our athletes is shameful. Particularly Major League Baseball has a legitimacy problem. As your athletes get bigger and stronger, the credibility of your product in the eyes of the public gets weaker.
Last year was the first time baseball players were tested at all for performance-enhancing drugs, and the results were kept confidential. Even though players were forewarned of the tests, 5 to 7% came up positive for steroids. That triggered automatic retesting this year. Donald Fear bore the brunt of senators' anger today. Fear is the head of the baseball players' union, which has successfully bargained for the relatively lax testing and penalty rules. Fear told senators today baseball players shouldn't be subject to random testing without evidence of wrongdoing.
The testing of an individual, not because of anything he or she is suspected to have done by anyone, but merely because he or she is a member of a particular class, is simply at odds with fundamental principles of which we in this country have long and rightly been proud.
That argument made little impression on the senators, many of whom pointed to professional football as the model of a functioning drug testing program. In the NFL, players are randomly tested year-round. If someone is caught, they face immediate suspensions from games and lost pay. At the hearing today, Senator McCain grilled baseball union chief Fear about that policy.
I don't understand why you wouldn't agree that a policy as stringent as the NFL's would be a standard that you would commit to adhering to.
Mr. Chairman, let me try and respond in the following way. We believe principles like not being required to prove innocence of something about which an individual is not suspected is an important thing. We don't treat lightly the notion of searches without cause.
Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig also testified today. He was much more open to the idea of a more stringent testing program. He pointed to the policy in the minor leagues, which has year-round random drug testing. But Selig said any new policy in the majors would have to be worked out with the players' union, and it's been resistant to making the rules stricter. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.